Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night, good whatever time you're listening to this in whatever part of the world. I had to start adding whatever part of the world because the podcast have started having listeners across Italy, US, the UK, and some other European countries. So yes, good afternoon, good morning, good whatever time you're listening to this in whatever part of the world. My name is Onokwemi Boshoronke and I'm your host for the Voice Letter with Onokwemi podcast. I'm very happy, I'm very excited, and it is not routine, it is not cliche to say it. I think I'm very excited this time around because I've been doing this podcast thing for a year already. I started December 2020 and it's a year already. It's a whole year of God's grace, it's a whole year of growth. I think I've seen my episodes grow. I've seen growth also in the life of listeners. I've seen growth also in the community that we're building. I've seen growth all around. I'm pretty excited that you're listening to this. Thank you very much for this coming around. Thank you very much for this clicking the link. All right. I have pretty big news, but I'm not sharing it now. I'll share it at the end. So let's go into what we have for today. Today, I think I really need to address the basics of society, or the basics of our growth in society. You know, one of the things I used to say is that the podcast is aimed solely at inspiring, edifying, and equipping believers. And most recently, I added not just believers, but the Gen Z believers. Yes, I think that's like the niche I'm going for. All right, so I want you to know today that how the forest gets totally burned is that the tree by each side of other trees decide to lead other trees. So this tree leads the other tree, this tree leads the other tree. That is how a forest gets burned. So if you go to a forest and you see a forest burning, all the trees there did not just start burning once. Every tree caught fire and passed fire to the other tree. I'm just speaking in parables, don't mind me. I'm such a old man. I'm literally trying to say that you need a community. You need a community of believers, you need a community of friends, you need a community at whatever thing you want to do. I figured that the fastest way to grow is growing together. The fastest way to grow is growing together. So whatever thing you want to excel at, whatever thing you want to excel at, and in this context, if you want to excel at your walk with God, you want to excel at spiritual growth, find a community. I'll just add this story that I think would really help. When I finished uni, I had it in mind that I would intentionally make sure that my forest keeps burning. And how would that happen? I created a system around my life. I created a system that I would have individuals that I would reach out to very often for us to edify one another together, want to us to edify and spur each other onto good works. So it was simple. What I did was, yes, I have a couple of friends. I'm not going to mention their names. I have a couple of friends. Mr. A, I'm using an example now. Mr. A, we are going to pray and study the word on Monday. Mr. B will do Wednesday. Mr. C will do Friday. So if I like it or not, at least I'm having time to fellowship with the brethren on 3 days apart from church or every Sunday. So it's an intentional thing. It's intentional. You know, using the community is intentional. You know, you can actually be in a community, but you are not in the community. There's always an inner circle, even in communities. So how you benefit from the every community is that you're part of the inner circle. So you get, and there's no other way to be part of the inner circle except actually turning up and showing up every single time. You know, I have friends that I have like two friends that they used to pray with their friends, and at the point I think two people were probably tired or probably not enjoying it any longer, so people stopped showing up for prayers or for their meeting times. And it happened over and over again. Then there was a split up, then one or two other people became very close. Those kind of things, when I hear them, it saddens me, because how we benefit from communities is that we are intentional. And we are not just intentional only when we are benefiting. We are intentional when we are not benefiting. How everybody enjoys the bounty is that everybody has a sacrificial act. So it's not just now talking about being in a community, not just now talking about being intentionally building a community of believers around yourself. It's also talking about you having a heart to sacrifice. You know, there will be times that the meeting time will not be comfortable. You just have to sacrifice. The day we stop sacrificing, we stop actually benefiting from the table of community. So community, build a community around yourself. You have to have someone you're accountable to. I think I cannot even overstress that. You're not just accountable to your pastor, you're accountable to your brethren. The Bible says it, that submit therefore one or to another. So you don't just submit to your pastor alone. You have to have a community of believers that you submit yourself unto. You know, I was telling a friend recently that the reason why the Lord wrote it in scripture that we should not just submit only to there are three submissions in scripture. That's submit to God, submit to spiritual authority, and submit one unto another. So sometimes you'll not be able to submit to spiritual authority. Probably your pastor is busy, traveled out, or any of those things. That's why you have believers, that's why you have community. You know, that's why you have the local church. Yes, I'm using this to stress about the local church also. So get involved, get sacrificial, start sacrificing. You know, don't wait till they call me and they didn't call me, they didn't reach out. You know, sometimes you even be on probably a call with a couple friends. You know, it seems like two other people in this community thing are actually reaching out. They talk often. You don't feel left out. Anytime you feel left out, no, you're not sacrificing enough. Sacrifice more. Yes, I think that's what I feel like I should start with. On to the next. So on Sunday, I just want to share this from my heart and I'll wrap up. So on Sunday, I was coming from church and I was meditating on one or two things. And the Holy Spirit was telling me that most of us, we hide our innermost corner, the innermost places in our hearts, the innermost and the hidden things of our hearts. We hide it from the Holy Spirit. We don't want the Holy Spirit to touch it. You know, then there are some matters or there are some affairs you do not want the Holy Spirit to interfere in or to intervene in. You just want to do it yourself. You know, some I once heard this from someone that how would you be asking the Holy Spirit who you should date? Lol. You know, there are some matters or there are some subject areas that people have or society have termed that you shouldn't open up to, or it's not for the Holy Spirit, or it's not for God to intervene in. You know, the Holy Spirit was telling me that anytime we don't let the Holy Spirit into the innermost places of our heart, that the innermost prayers of the same heart. I think I should repeat that. You don't want the Holy Spirit in the innermost places of your heart, yet you want the Holy Spirit to answer the innermost prayers of that same heart. The Holy Spirit only answers prayers from the level of the heart you have opened up to Him. So open up all of your heart to Him. So that's it is easy. Just say, that's why some people say, I didn't even pray it out, I just thought of it, and the Lord answered that prayer. You know, it shows a huge level of allowance, a huge level of allowing the Holy Spirit to come into, you know. We just have to allow the Holy Spirit to come into the innermost places of our hearts, you know. Those dark issues, those dark things you will not allow people to see, allow the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to invade your corner. Open up your corner to Him. You know, I don't even know why I'm emphasizing this part of it. You know, that very issue that you are hiding from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants you to open up that issue to Him. He expects you to yield that part also to Him if you want Him to actually intervene. Yes, that's it. So yes, I think I've dropped the 2 cents for this month. You know, if you have questions, if you have additions, anything you really want to say, you should just reach out to me. We could always have the discussion. You could message me on Instagram. The handle is theonopemipo, theonopemipo. You could also send me a mail. If you send me, just message me on IG, I would send you my mail if that's fine by you. So yeah, thank you very much for listening again to this episode. I'm pretty excited that you came this far. So yes, to the good news. Next year, every one of you are not ready for what is coming in the podcast next year. Next year, we'll be having banging episodes months after the other. There'll be a lot of collaborations next year. I'll be bringing a lot of super duper people that I'm really struggling not to tell you. I'm really struggling not to tell you the caliber of people that the Lord will be having us bring to the podcast. And we'll be treating interesting topics. We'll talk about things that really affect the age bracket of the Gen Z and obviously, at the large picture, every believer, you know, we'll talk about things that you really enjoy, and we'll bring the fanciest and the best kind of people that the Lord would have us bring. I'm not really struggling not to tell you the people that I have in mind, or the people I'm already in communication with to bring. But don't worry. I'm here for you. Yes, I'm here for you. So I pray December is going to be beautiful for you. You know, as December is the last month in 2021, you know, the Lord will show you His goodness. The Lord will show you His mercies. So surely goodness and His mercies shall follow you every single day in December. Every single breath you take in December. Every single step you take in December. God's grace would be on it. I love you very much. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you very much. Bye. See ya.